Spring is here, summer's looking for a parking space, and we couldn't be happier. The root vegetables are finally starting to take a back seat in our meals and at our local farmers markets. Those of you who've signed up with community-supported agriculture groups will soon get your first deliveries of the season. So one way to face this onslaught of fresh fruits and veggies is to brush up on your preserving skills. Drake Page started the DP Chutney Collective, which makes small batches of Southern-style chutney in Brooklyn. He's here today to talk about how to transform fresh produce into sweet and savory chutneys. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Drake.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So first explain chutney, and how does a Southern-style chutney differ from a traditional South Asian one?
South Asian chutney could be really anything, pretty much in a sauce, in the consistency of a sauce. They're often sour, salty, very spicy. Whereas a Southern chutney, it tends to be more in the form of almost a preserves. It's a thicker, sweeter condiment. It's pretty much always sweet and sour, with a degree of spice added to it. Not too hot, but certainly spiced up.
So what's the core definition of a chutney? Something pickled in a sauce?
I would say a thickish sauce, jam-like consistency condiment of a sweet and sour and spicy nature.
There you go. Webster's beware. We have the definitive definition right here.
Not so succinct, but okay.
Matt Lee has been a guest on our program. He's a food writer from Charleston, South Carolina. He says pear chutney is one of the most common chutneys eaten in the South. And here's his explanation about what sets Southern chutneys apart from the rest.
They have vigorous flavor, but not a lot of chili heat or, you know, cayenne pepper or any kind of chili spice. Southerners tend to like their spicy things to be on the mild side.
You mentioned the sweetness in that's consistent with Southern chutneys. What is that, honey, or what do you use in your chutneys to bring that sweetness on?
Sometimes honey. More commonly, again, this may be more Southern, brown sugar is usually the sweet. It gives it a full, richer kind of more caramelly flavor.
Not molasses? Too much?
I do use molasses a little bit. There's one chutney I make with citrus fruits where I cook lemons, limes, and oranges, the peel, the pith, everything minus the seeds together with malt vinegar and molasses and brown sugar. And that would be the only application I have of it.
You say it's a condiment. What do you eat it with or pair it with? Do you spread it on things, on meats, on breads, or is it just a little palate cleanser?
Well, no, you could do it on both of those things you just mentioned, meats, breads. It's really good. I think now we're seeing, as sort of tastes are changing, a lot more. It's appearing on restaurant menus a lot, on cheese plates, because it pairs very well with cheese, charcuterie platters, excellent alongside all roasted meats, grilled pork chops, lamb chops. Now using it as a sandwich spread. A lot of my chutneys, a lot of people tell me they thin them down a little bit with like a little oil and use them as a marinade or a baste or a glaze.
Okay.
Yeah, good for grilling. So, and then also again, traditionally, I would say just in a bowl on the table, along with say a bowl of pickles or something, to just kind of add a little jolt to maybe a slightly boring meal.
Slightly boring meal. I like that. What seasonal produce are you working with right now?
Well, right now, of course, here with a later growing season in New York that I would have been used to in the South, there's not so terribly much available. I'll really go into big production in the upcoming month. I am trying to start now with a rhubarb chutney because rhubarb is just beginning to, or it's just at the peak of coming in now. I had thought about doing something with maybe ramps.
What's the craziest chutney you've made?
Oh, well, there have been several that haven't worked out. Last year, actually, my favorite thing I made last year, I've only been doing this for about 14 months. So last year, my favorite chutney actually never sold a single jar. And that was a gumbo chutney, which, again, I'm really digging into my Southern roots. And it was with, it was a sweet, obviously, a chutney, but with kind of a sweet tomato relish with a lot of okra and some celery and green onion and... That was maybe bringing too much of the Southern taste here because people didn't like the sliminess of the okra, which is an acquired taste, but, you know, something, you know, I love.
Drake Page is the founder of the DP Chutney Collective based in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. To learn more about Southern-style chutney and to get Drake's recipe for rhubarb and apricot chutney, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. Greg, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
This is WNYC.